Hello, and welcome back to our study through the book of Romans. This is our final chapter now. We've made it to the end. We've gone through this journey of seeing how in the first few chapters, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe, into seeing specifically how the gospel applies to our day-to-day life. And in the past few chapters, seeing how we should be transformed and some of the activities and actions in our life that should be different now because of the power of the gospel in our lives. We come to Romans chapter 16, the final chapter in the book of Romans, and there's a couple of more key things for us to learn here, even in this final concluding chapter of the book of Romans. So he starts off in Romans chapter 16 by saying, "I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Kenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever way she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well." So we see here a recommendation of this woman, Phoebe, and Paul praising her as a woman who is an excellent servant, that she can help the church in whatever way possible. I think it's important to note here that Paul begins this section of naming people with a woman. Oftentimes Christians, or especially the Bible, is accused of being a sexist book. It's being accused of being anti-women, and they couldn't be any farther from the truth, as we see here that Paul is commending to them, raving about this particular woman, Phoebe, who's an excellent servant, who could be an excellent help and addition to their church. And then in the next few verses, he goes on to name several people who are there in Rome, greeting them or making comments about them, which to me shows that Paul has a relationship with some of the people. He knows some of the people who are already there in Rome. We, of course, know from our other chapters that we've read that Paul hasn't actually been to Rome yet, but that he has a desire to go there, and yet he still knows some of the individuals who are actually there in Rome, and he cares enough about them to make a mention of them that their name ends up here now in the Bible. It shows us that Paul cares about these people that he's writing to. It shows us that his desire and his passion to be with these people, to show them the love of Jesus. And that's important as well, because it sets a pattern for us that we can see a little bit of maybe how our relationship as believers should be with each other. This loving relationship, even amongst Paul, an apostle, writing to these people, that he still shows his care, his concern for them, his love for them, and that he misses them in some cases in these few verses here in Romans chapter 16. And then we come to a few last words of encouragement, a few last instructions that Paul gives, beginning in verse 17, which is our key verse for this chapter, when Paul says, "I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them." And he goes on to tell us why. Verse 18, "For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." So Paul here tells them this last instruction, final instruction, really, of everything that he's mentioned, is to watch out for people who cause divisions. This is important, especially in our world today, especially where we're living in 2021 with the church, as well as with our country, America. We've got a lot of people who say they're trying to stand up for what's true and what's right, but we can tell from observing their behavior, from observing their words, that really all they're trying to do is create divisions. Paul says, watch out for those who would cause divisions, especially within our churches, or create obstacles that are contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. These doctrines about the gospel that Paul has been teaching us throughout the book of Romans. He says, when you got somebody who's bringing in concepts that are contrary to this gospel of Jesus Christ, that are literally the antithesis, that go directly against the principles of the gospel, he says, avoid those people. Divisions are a very dangerous thing. He tells us that these people are not serving the Lord Jesus Christ by what they're doing, but they're serving their own appetites, and that by their smooth talk and flattery, they can deceive the hearts of those who are naive, those who aren't as spiritually mature enough to realize what they're actually doing. Again, another reason why we have more mature people in our church, such as our pastors, who can discern maybe when some of these people are creeping in, who can discern some of this smooth talk and flattery and get straight to the heart of what's really going on. But we've got to learn, teach ourselves as well, to watch out and learn to discern these people. Paul says something here that echoes something that Jesus said to his disciples when he says, I want you to be wise about what's good and innocent about what is evil. It reminds me of the passage where Jesus was telling his disciples that they should be wise as serpents but harmless as doves. You know, we want to have some wisdom about how to go about our lives, but we also don't want that wisdom to make us cunning in the way that the world is, or crafty to the point of we're trying to manipulate people, or that we are self-serving or self-seeking. And ultimately, we know that divisions come about because of the workings of Satan, our enemy, the devil, in our life, that he ultimately wants to destroy us, and he knows that separating us and picking us off one by one is the best way to do that. So ultimately, it is Satan that is working behind the scenes to create the divisions that these people are exploiting. And so Paul says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. He makes that promise that God will eventually establish true peace among men by destroying Satan, by crushing Satan and his works. Paul then goes on in the next few verses to make various other forms of greetings from different individuals who aren't there in Rome to the church, saying these people miss you as well, these people greet you as well, before finally closing out with a doxology, is what the theologians call it. A doxology is kind of like a hymn of praise to God. It comes from the Greek word doxa, which means glory. So it's giving glory to God for something. And after everything that we have learned in the book of Romans about what God has done for us, what he continues to do for us, what he's going to do for us in the future, why not end the book of Romans with a doxology, with this hymn of praise to God? This is what Paul says in verse 25. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow. As Paul wraps this up and talks about the gospel that he's been preaching, the revelation of this mystery about the fact that Jesus was coming to bring salvation for sin, that Jesus was coming to offer that salvation to the Gentiles, this mystery that was kept secret for long ages but has now been disclosed to us. It's now been revealed. And through the prophetic writings, now it's been made known to all the nations. It's been available to all, because of our wise God. And so what a response to say, glory forever through Jesus Christ to our God. Amen. Amen. I pray that hopefully you can see that truth as well, and you can say in your heart with Paul, amen to that. Let it be so. It is the truth. I hope and pray that something said today, not just today, but throughout this series, has ministered to your heart, that these truths have inspired you, that these truths have drawn you closer to God. And I hope and pray that you will take these truths and share them with those around you, because they are transformational truths. This is an excellent book of the Bible. Every book of the Bible is excellent, but this is an inspiring book. It's a powerful book. And so I pray that it has ministered to you the same way that it has ministered to me as we walk through the book of Romans together. Thank you.